change the slides. Magic. So we have. There we go. We have Pablo from Penpot talking about Penpot 2. It's here.
It's here. So excited to be the last talk of the day. Also, there's some nice free chocolate, no call to action yet, just free chocolate there, so that on your way we exit, but we'll have a bit of a birthday party here with all of you, because we're turning 4 today. So yeah, we'll have some a waffle here from Brussels, instead of a paella from Spain, probably, that we were using. No, but basically, it's very important, it's very exciting. Every time we come from, to FOSDEM, I've been here for, I think my first FOSDEM was 2006. But it was only 4 years ago, 2020, that we announced, like, this was going to happen. So every year, we come here and say, this is something new, you know, and then we have Alpha, and then Beta, and then 1.0, and then 2.0. So very exciting. So I'm going to take a bit more water because of the excitedness. So we're going to discuss Penpot 2.0, and then if time permits, a hands-on demo. We'll see how it goes, the staging server, and the Wi-Fi. So for those of you who might not know what is Penpot, Penpot is this open source design platform for design and collaboration. Code collaboration, and we like to discuss, and this is very, very relevant for the open source design track, design and code collaboration. You know, perfect talk by Ariel, perfect takeaway also for Penpot 2.0. So, we believe we bring design freedom for our product teams, and we do so in various ways. The fact that Penpot is open source, definitely a key ingredient. It gives you privacy, security, and customization. You can hack it. You can do it whatever you want. You can use cloud. You can self-host it. We are pro-open standards, so that means everything is SVG and CSS native. We make sure that we are not creating yet another proprietary format. That we want to have this sustainable design and sustainable collaboration with code. And we do believe that it's important that whatever tool we build. Has to bring something that was not present in existing design and prototyping tools in the past, which was this collaboration between designers and developers. You know, it was felt similarly as some, Git tools or code tools that feel that are not welcoming to designers. Similarly, design tools, design prototyping tools were not welcoming developers. So what if we fix that? That was the whole idea behind creating Penpot. Like, the next generation of design tools should be about collaborating design code. So this is like the basic intro on Penpot. But we are here to discuss Penpot 2.0. This is a major release. You could call it Penpot 2.0 or Penpot 10.0 because it's just the massive changes in just 1 year. Just 1 year. So we're going to cover UI redesign. We're very proud of that. The new component system, wonderful new inheritance and overriding and all that stuff. CSS grid layout and some other stuff. So let's see how Penpot 2.0 UI redesign looks like. Like this. Okay. No, it's not. That was 0.2, but that was only 4 years, 5 years ago, just 5 years ago. It is elegant. It is simple, very wireframey. Of course, the reference. Anyone gets the reference of the picture? No. Willow fans? No. Willow fans. Yeah. Yeah, that's my age. And so now this is Penpot 2.0. Look at this. It's very fancy, right? I would like to have the lights dim, but perhaps at this time that would not be smart for me to ask. This is just wonderful. I mean, this is just the design that is being created with a beautiful interface. Because open source and beautiful go along. What was behind this, the whole UI redesign? Well, this is a design tool, design prototyping tool. It has to be interactive, has to be real-time collaboration, it has to be multiplayer, and is a productivity tool after all. So we needed to reduce the cognitive load. So it's so tempting to make many things be achieved differently. So in terms of real estate and how you would achieve things and goals, we reduce the cognitive load through heuristics and through research and just intuition sometimes. By the way, the picture you are looking at is a portion of our design system, which is completely available. I will show it now in a minute. We also improve accessibility. We strong believers in accessibility should be a de facto standard for everything we do. It is absolutely challenging to include all accessibility in a design and prototyping tool since it's very visual and it's very a complex tool and has a lot of micro interactions, and we already discussed cognitive load. But we try our best for the size of the team that we are, you know, just 15 people in the product team. And still, we do want to pursue that. So major work here was color, of course, and typography and size and relative shapes and that. So pretty basic, but still, I think, worthwhile. We will continue to do that. Of course, you should be able to use PenPot to design accessible UIs. But here we're discussing PenPot itself as an accessible tool. And I think it is beautiful. I really honestly think it is beautiful. Probably one of the best, most beautiful open source tools, but also one of the most beautiful tools. Okay. I think it's also, it's sometimes it's just about pride. And yeah, why not, right? So here we're showing just like a crop. We're going to see just the theming, dark theme, light theme, just in case you are, you know, you're fans of one or the other. It's not important what we're showing, it's just so that you can see how different PenPot looks now that we have support for both dark and light themes. And of course, you could create your own theme, whether it's corporate theme or just some other theme, because now we have the possibility of have N themes, which is created the two most common, okay? Before I go into that, okay, that's probably, okay. So, yeah. So here, that's for later. So you can actually enjoy our design system as a library, if you want. I mean, this was meant to develop our own UI, but if you like it so much that you would like it to inspire your UI, why not? So we have many libraries and templates available, thanks to our great community that continues to provide amazing stuff for everyone to reuse. This also will be available, and I think it's pretty cool. And you can see. So it follows the typical design system pattern, so all that. So we use that. Okay, yeah. Okay. New component system. This was a ton of requests. Basically, had the underlying theme of new component system. For those of you who are not familiar, basically it is now a thing in design. I mean, not now, but like now in the past few years, to make everything highly reusable. Similarly, as we developers have thought about how to code. And so we actually, part of this design work has borrowed terminology and abstractions from the code and engineering world into design because it works. Design is also a science, and so it is easy to borrow those concepts. What we wanted was to make it easier for everyone to build like the main components, like the original elements that are like the ideas, right? The ideas of the components, and then very easily track the copies of those ideas. Pinbot 1.x did not have this metaphor. It was much more abstract, and you had some trouble finding where the ideal component or the master component, the parent component was. Now it has a kind of physical representation. Sorry, not physical, but you know what